And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you live from Ellicott City at Davidus Cigars, where we are going through the Ray Lewis event. We are unveiling to the world the new Ray Lewis cigar. We smoked the previous one,
yeah,
and talked about that a little bit, and this one is pretty special.
Yeah.
Get a chance to talk about that. So thank you for joining us on Burn Line Podcast as we experience this once in a lifetime event. All right, it is time for the official cutting. I am using my Craftsman's Bench open-ended double guillotine in gunmetal.
Yeah. And I'm using the all stainless steel looking.
So you got the same one in chrome?
Yeah.
The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack's cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities, benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boy's world.
All right, and as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. Now we're just doing the hand job, getting all that
dottle
out of the part that you stick in your mouth. All right, and this is a 6x54.
Yeah, 52, 54.
No, it's a 54.
Is it 54?
Yeah, is that the official?
I'm not sure. Does not say.
Well, I'm never wrong, so
what
I'm going
if it's 52?
It's not 52.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it would make sense if it was 52.
It would make sense to be a 52 ring gate, but it's not. That's a 54. Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Somebody in marketing needs to help out over here. All right, and the official lighting, I am lighting up with my ST DuPont double flame, flat flame butane torch. And you've got your DBL special.
Yeah, my Francisco special.
Your Starship. your SpaceX rocket launcher.
Yeah. But real quick before we light, there is a footband.
Don't forget to take off the footband.
Yeah. That'll taste great.
That will combust.
That'll taste good.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. And we are not in the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Davidus Cigar Lounge in Westminster, Maryland. We are at Davidus Cigars in Ellicott City. Bit of a haul for
both of us.
And we are
does have better parking.
Does have way better parking. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically street parking only.
Yeah.
In Westminster, which is great because it's a small town, you know, historic Westminster. But we're also, this is like a live format.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit different for our audience out there, and also posted alongside our regular content as something special.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've been in the cigar world in the Baltimore area for any length of time, you know that Ray Lewis is a cigar guy. And has had a cigar out, Rocky Patel.
The Rocky, cigar. Yeah.
Yep. And I think we showed that off on the show. Did we smoke? We didn't smoke that
one. No, not the Rocky one.
Yeah. Well, this is the new Ray Lewis cigar, and it is not a Rocky. And in fact, it's going to be a little challenging to talk about the provenance, construction, everything else, because
we have no notes.
Yeah, it's very tight-lipped. But what we can tell you about is how it smokes and how it tastes. So it's not my, it is pretty good so far. Not my preferred Vitola. I think this is really in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an El Fumo cigar.
That's right.
Johnny Midas prefers, really a Corona is my favorite. I've gravitated to Robustos because nobody's making a fucking Corona anymore.
Nobody cares about your needs.
They should. What's up, everybody?
Squad back here. G-Squad back here.
And for those of you on the internet, Ray Lewis is the dapper-looking gentleman in the hat, in case you couldn't tell.
The other one.
He's almost as big as Johnny Midas. Oh, yeah, the other dapper. All
right. Folks, we are having a Birdline podcast. If you'd like to be interviewed quickly and see your face on YouTube. Johnny Midas and El Fumo here. I'd be glad to talk to you for a minute.
Stop on by.
And we are at Davidus Cigars in Ellicott City. And this is the Ray Lewis Cigar Unveil event, which we are smoking. I really like the style on the packaging.
Yeah.
The band is very classic. I like the footband with the color carries through that, Ravens color. They did a great job there, but I like just how classic this is.
Yeah, and the band's got the 52.
The 52.
And then a crown.
Laissez le bon temps rouler. All right. I'm from the North Shore.
Oh, you are from back here.
Okay. So we're practically neighbors.
I live
That's where my dad lives.
Yeah.
He teaches at that, what's that, Catholic high school? One of them. That's his retirement job. Yeah, he was. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Dad was. He was part of the physics team at the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Observatory, LIGO, that detected the gravity waves. So, I guess.
2419.
Yeah. But now he teaches physics. So. Yeah, he's got like the long hair and the beard, you know, like
the uniform.
Yes, exactly. Tweed coat. Yeah. This is my uniform for the podcast. All right, so we are smoking the new Ray Lewis release, and this is a cut above. So I would call this 6x54 4-0.
Not a 6x52.
That is a missed marketing opportunity. And I don't know if you noticed about halfway through the toasted walnut that jumped in there.
I'm getting a little bit more, like, the cedar is more pronounced for me.
Yeah, the cedar is picking up. Some of those initial notes drop off. The umami is still there. I think it's less pronounced. And I think some of that just comes from aging the tobacco. It reminds me of a barrel-aged leaf.
Yeah.
Actually. And this cigar is handcrafted as usual with premium cigars in Esteli.
Starting to get a little vegetal in the second, third.
Yeah, there's a little vegetal.
I was not expecting that. It is cool that the flavor started to shift.
It is. It's really cool that it's not like one flavor the whole way through.
Right.
I don't taste anything that tastes Honduran in this. I taste a lot that tastes, it's hard to say Nicaraguan because there's so many regions.
Yeah.
But there's some filler. It tastes like there's some filler from Estelan.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be Dominican tobacco in it.
Yeah. I was going to say, the recipe for this is as closely guarded as Ray Lewis guarded that end zone.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That was awesomely corny.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're at the Ellicott City Davidus Cigars, and, you know, the camera is looking at the back room, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made. However, the layout's a little different because that section behind the camera is a walk-through humidor.
Walk-through.
And on the other side is the retail space. So you come in, there's the retail space, there's the register, yep. They've got drinks and all of that stuff.
The lockers are over there as
lockers well. Were over there. And then you can walk into and through the humidor.
Double-wall humidor.
Yeah.
And then two tables.
And it's huge. So what is that, about 20 by 14. 30?
No, I'm going to say, what, 14 across?
I'm trying to imagine myself laying on the ground. Yeah, 14 by 20, something like that.
Yeah.
A couple of islands in the middle, a lot of space, and it is full. So you can't sell from an empty wagon.
Right.
Just touching up this burn line. Now, this I noticed that this is a, not delicate, but a nice wrapper leaf.
Yeah.
You know, contrasting it to broadleaf, whether it's Connecticut or Pennsylvania, you know, broadleaf.
Mm-hmm.
The burn line is not great because it's so thick and leathery, right? This one's burning more like a traditional wrapper.
Yeah.
So,
tell you what, though, I didn't even get to touch up this cigar. It's actually stayed lit. I put it down for more than 5 minutes. And
yeah, that is a claim to fame with this stick. And we were talking to Tom Cannon about this.
Yeah.
Because he was smoking one for several hours, and you know, talking to customers, putting it down, putting it back up, it stays lit. I think part of that, you know, you can attribute to the amount of tobacco, where it can, you know, hold its burn. That's the downside to like a Lancero.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, it just goes out if you put it down or have a stiff breeze or something like that. But it's also, you know, you have to attribute it to how it's wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
The construction seems to be, you know, really top notch here.
So in contrast to the Rocky, because you probably smoked more than I did.
Yeah.
So contrast from the Rocky to this.
Yeah, I don't think that's a fair comparison. You know, that's like comparing a Chevy truck to a Mazda Miata Sportster. You know, they're just so different.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they're both cigars. Now, the crew here is doing a great job controlling the flow. Last time, you know, the last unveiling, there was like 300 people.
Yeah.
So we've got it set up just a few at a time coming back here, so we'll screw everything up.
Yeah. I think last time I was told that there was people camping out.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, waiting for a long, long time. And we're just having a great time. Now, you can't see the whole room because, you know, the camera's limited, but we got whiskeys over here, you know, people drinking, enjoying themselves. Of course, I've got my official 2C premium coffee in my undisclosed brand tumbler.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Not a Stanley. And we are among the first people on the planet to smoke this cigar.
Yeah.
So, of course, you had all the sort of pre-release folks testing it out, all that stuff.
Yep.
But, we actually picked these up and started smoking them first, as soon as they're available. And so you're getting a first account.
Very candid.
Yeah. It's almost got like, you know, what I say when I say like Mexican hot chocolate.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of that.
Like I believe in hot chocolate.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of that in it now that I'm wrapping up the second third. But there is a sweet component, but it's not super. And there's a spicy component, but it's not super. And I would say the main carrier note is still just cedar.
Yeah. Also, I'm exiting the second third, entering the final third. I'm getting a hint of espresso just at the very end.
Yeah, there is. There's a hint of espresso.
Yeah.
Catching first here on Burnline Podcast, the Ray Lewis Legendary 52.
Yeah, the stick definitely, the name definitely suits the stick and the person.
Come join the podcast. Have a seat.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you are live with America on Burnline Podcast. So you got a box, huh?
I got a box.
All right.
Yeah, and I love Ray Lewis.
That
I
mean, looks an awful lot like his actual autograph.
I'm hoping to get it. I mean, he's the greatest defensive linebacker in NFL history.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all pro honors 8 times. You know, I love what he does with his foundation for disadvantaged youth.
Yeah.
And what impresses me the most about him was the – in enthusiasm that he had and the way he was able to motivate the team, the defense.
Right.
I mean, right. Each and every time. I mean, that
that natural
where that came from, you know, but it was just very stimulating to watch him play. You know, he was amazing. And so I love cigars, and I'm sure I want to ask him about his blend and what went into. I know he's only got a little bit of time, but I'd love to hear what went into this.
Yeah,
the cigar. I don't want to talk about football because I mean he knows all about that, and, right. And anything I got to tell him about how much I enjoyed him playing is really irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's more I want to hear about his cigars.
Yeah, that's right here.
So yeah. Have you tasted it yet?
I have not.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to it.
No spoiler alerts. We got started. I'm down to the final third, and yep. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
You're definitely going to enjoy it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about it.
This is a cut.
Larry is the manager here at Davidus Cigars, and I have my locker here. This is the primary lounge that I come from, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, enjoy thank yourself. You very much. Appreciate it.
You want to be on the podcast?
About what?
The cigar. The event.
Sure.
Yeah, grab a seat. What's your name?
Isaac.
Johnny Midas.
Alfumo.
You're on Fernline Podcast, and I'm assuming you're here for the Ray Lewis event.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah. So, common cigar smoker, smoke them all the time. Sometimes
I just started last year.
Yeah,
when I actually took a trip to Punta Cana.
Oh, nice.
For work for free, so it was great.
Yeah.
And,
free is cool.
A lot of cigars. Yeah, free, a lot of cigars. Man. Cigar tours over
yeah.
there, and like yes. the villas. So then my dad's a big cigar smoker.
Nice.
So then he got me into it. So then, so about a year.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like them though. They're
you,
pretty cool.
Do you have what cigar's on your mind right now?
I think it was Monte Cristo was like the last one I had.
Okay.
Well, right here, yeah. That was like the last one I had. And that's about it, I think, for right now.
Right on. And so you got the 3-pack. Well, we are, I'm entering the final third. We started smoking it, and you're going to like it. It's a good cigar.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, thanks for coming out and being on the podcast.
Appreciate it.
And you are live with Burnline Podcast and Ray Lewis at the official unveiling of the new Ray Lewis cigar, Legendary 52. So far, if we're talking about, like, the enjoyment of the cigar, the flavor profile, you know, just the general enjoyment. It's definitely in the top 10%.
Yeah,
I think of cigars we smoke. It's I would put it as a 6,
okay.
Maybe for strength.
I don't know. I was thinking 5. It's pretty mild.
Yeah, like in the middle, but it has a very complex flavor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it rich because that conjures up images of like, you know, like dark and heavy and
yeah.
stuff like that. But complex
definitely.
I do the main carrier note seems to be cedar with a hint of baking spices. Cinnamon has definitely been there a little bit. And then we mentioned coming into this final third, the hint of red pepper flakes is there in the background. I'm going to attribute that to tobacco with SLE, kind of famous for that
yeah.
flavor. Also, there's this umami flavor that sometimes you get from aged tobacco
yeah.
that I associate with like mushrooms.
Yep.
So something like a portobello or a shiitake.
Yeah.
You know, not those white button mushrooms.
Yeah, it's got a meaty component, but not like a steak meat.
Yes.
So that's where the yeah. mushroom comes into play.
Yeah. So we are smoking the cigar because it is a cigar podcast, but we're really highlighting the event.
Yeah.
And this is a hell of an event that they put on. What I really appreciate is the way that they thought through the logistics of getting through.
Right.
Without it getting crazy. But, you know, this is just another cool event that
yeah.
Davidus puts on.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Castros, you know, they've got, what, 13 stores now.
Yeah.
They've got the clout and the leverage to pull stuff like this off.
Yeah.
And, of course, well, this is the unveiling of the Ray Lewis cigar.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble! Yeah, the only thing this is missing right now is like a big bottle of scotch. We need some alcohol. We are smoking the new Ray Lewis cigar, and We are sipping some water with the food coloring in it.
Yeah, we got Starbucks frappes, we got Hennessy, we got Old Line, we got Casa Azul. What else do I see out here? So people are throwing a party, and we're having a lot of fun here. But of course, on this show, we are highlighting the legendary 52 from Ray Lewis. This is his new cigar release. So he had the original, and you know, we'll show them side by side. Right now, we're recording live in Ellicott City, Maryland, at Davidoff Cigars. But we'll patch in later a comparison of the two cigars, so people can see the difference. Now, I will tell you, here's the main difference. This cigar is so fucking classy. And then the last one, it had like this big label, like a picture of Ray Lewis on it and all that. And it looked more gimmicky. Yeah. This looks like a cigar that he happens to like or endorse. So whoever is in charge of the marketing, I think they get major points on this one.
Yeah.
Because this looks like a serious fucking cigar.
Classic cigar.
Yeah. And we've got Steve Castro, owner of Davidoff Cigars, on the show. Welcome to Burnline Podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, first of all, thank you for putting on a fantastic event. I can feel the energy in the room. You know, for a lot of people, this is going to be just a life event for them. And we are smoking the new Ray Lewis cigar.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
I think it's a fantastic cigar.
Yeah,
yeah, we are really, really pleased with this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big hit. Everyone who smoked this said they enjoyed it. We had people who come back and bought boxes afterwards. So
nice. That's
a big plus. So we're looking forward to selling a lot of these in the future and today.
Well, all right. We really appreciate you putting on the event and making a cameo on Burnline Podcast. Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you guys for coming. We appreciate you here. I see you're... We got a good crowd, and you guys been talking to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great energy. It's well done.
Awesome.
Well,
thank
you.
Appreciate it.
All right. All right, socials and surprises. Don't forget to reach out, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and let us know how to make this podcast awesome. Check us out, Instagram, Facebook, not MySpace, Twitter X, whatever. I don't really do that much anymore. But reach out, like, follow, subscribe, share. You are our marketing plan. And let's go ahead and do some socials while we're doing it.
Yeah.
Live, right? And we are live at Davidoff Cigars in Ellicott City, Maryland, at the Ray Lewis meet and greet, the official unveiling of the new Ray Lewis Legendary 52 cigar. This is a 6x54 Toro. It hails from Esteli. It is distributed out of California. And, you know, they're kind of famous for doing cigar collabs with Michael Jordan, etc. And great cigar. We are wrapping up the cigar. And the main carrier note throughout the cigar was cedar. We've also got notes of cinnamon and this pepper that sort of morphed into a red pepper flakes and got spicier by the end. And then there's also this predominant note throughout the whole thing of umami. It's this meaty flavor that's not steak. I said portobello mushroom.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That was the meaty component, too.
Yeah. Yeah. More organic, more vegetable than, or fungi than an actual steak. But really a delicious, complex smoke. And it does not come across as like a gimmick. This comes across as like, no, we put serious thought into a serious fucking cigar. Ray Lewis just happens to have his name on.
Right. What's your name?
I'm very anti-Ray Lewis.
Most likely. So, Kevin, what brought you in today?
Ray Lewis, to be honest. He's a legendary in the city. Much as happiness he brought to me, my family, my friends.
Yeah.
Watching football, and it's just an honor to be able to come.
Are you a cigar smoker?
I'm not a cigar smoker, but I want to get the tour. I don't know.
Yeah.
The ins and outs of smoking cigars, but Ray Lewis had a new cigar. I'm going to try one. What better person than Rand?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what we appreciate about Ray Lewis is he didn't just pack his bags and ride into the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his foundation, stuck around, and serves the community. And, you know, on the gridiron, he was a natural leader and a giant. And, you know, we all appreciated his athletic prowess. And then it turns out, like with a lot of athletes, there's a lot more to the guy, you know. And his willingness to stick around and not say, fuck you, Baltimore, and roll out, you know. We've got a lot of respect for the guy. So.
So the easy thing is, you know, you win your championship, you no longer play for the team, you live in a different state.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're born and raised here.
Right.
So for him to kind of grow into a Baltimorean.
Yeah.
It's like nothing short of amazing.
Yeah. Hey, can you do us a favor? Can you try his hat on? See what you look so sharp, and it matches your shirt. That's a good looking man. Yeah. Yeah. So Plasencia is a very old Nicaraguan brand that made cigars for other people. And they started selling their own branded cigars in 2017. And actually, this Lord Baltimore Nicaragua, which is a house brand for Davidoff cigars, this is actually a Plasencia cigar.
Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. Yeah, I'm so happy that this turned into a cigar that I think is worth the price point.
Yeah.
And it's a really good, delicious cigar. Like, you know, because I'm a cigar guy. I'm not a fucking Ray Lewis guy. I mean, I am, but not when it comes to cigars. I'm not going to smoke your cigar because it's got your name on it. And you are live on Burnline Podcast. And this is Desi. And Desi's the other half of El Fumo. So this is Mrs. Fumo. This is La Fuma. La Fuma.
But I like that he created a cigar, and it's very well. Like,
yeah.
It hits.
And you tried it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
It was missed.
All right. Awesome. Awesome.
So, welcome to Burnline Podcast.
Man of Myth Legends.
Man of Myth Legends. So, of course, we're a cigar podcast. And the takeaway we had, we smoked the whole stick, was this is a fantastic cigar. And it stands on its own. Which is really cool because, you know, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but some collab cigars, it's about the person, not about the cigar. And this cigar is really fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Angel, man, you know, I would pick this up if it had any label, anybody's name on it, because it's such a good cigar. You can enjoy it. So, obviously, you're a cigar smoker. You got a cigar over there. Tell me a little bit about the cigar, the vision, everything that went into coming out with
this. Yeah, I did. Started my first cigar with Rocky Patel about 10 years ago. But I think the backstory is a little bit more engaging, right?
Yeah.
Simply, my grandfather always kept a cigar in the corner of his mouth, old school,
yeah,
whether it was lit or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And every day, man, he would come in with a cigar, and I'd always ask him, why do you smoke a cigar? And he says, the day you figure out a cigar, you figure out man. Then years later, he ended up passing. And a friend of mine said, come through and heard about Papa. Walked through the door, he hands me a drone in 1960. So, 30 seconds into it, I'm smoking a cigar and I'm in tears. Because now I finally figured out from 12 that my grandfather was talking.
Wow.
Which was a cigar from his interpretation for me. It's a moment for a man to reset the store open.
Yeah.
That's absolutely sore. Get ready to go back out to fight the next fight, fight the next victory, get up the next day, whatever it may be. So, man, the moment I started to have this, these are moments when you sit down and the cigar is one of the very few things outside the locker room that brings all people together.
Right.
No matter what it is, no matter what So, for me, I've done the first one with Rocky. Fast forward, done the first one with Rocky, and I was like, love Rock. I was like, I don't know. And a good friend of mine, how you pick tobacco and why you rub it. So then he was like, you really want to know? I was like, yeah. After that, I got ready to leave. He was like, I want to do this one. I was like, yeah, but I want to do this one, and I want to do this one because I know him.
Yes.
Some of them was a little bit spicy. Him like spicy, don't like the full body. You can have it in the morning. You have a nice workout, but you don't have that hair brush, So then we started getting to the bottom line of it. He's like, this is what I think we're gonna like. He laid out like 3 to 5 weeks. He's like, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take care of this in a while. Let's take a seat with people. And we're gonna come back and see like it. So I was like, okay, so we're gonna run the hotel.
I said, you know, we've smoked thousands of cigars. I said, this tobacco is at least 3 years old. I said that as soon as I put it in my mouth.
But it's the truth of aging. And that's when me and him said, and it's interesting every time you pick up a cigar, you sit it down, you watch it. These creative flows of energies of life.
It is a great cigar.
I appreciate
it. I was telling El Fumo, you know, we're a cigar podcast and we don't bullshit. You know, we don't have sponsors, we don't have a shop or anything like that. And so, you know, we just tell the truth to folks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got their own palate, make up their own mind, but this is our experience. And, you know, quarter inch in, we're like, hey, this is a legit cigar. And
we
pick it up more.
Where you originally from? What's that? Where you originally from?
I'm from LA.
Well, my parents are Mexican.
Yeah. And you?
Well, I'm from New Orleans. So, yep. Not Cajun. There's a little tone with it.
No, man, I think everything I'm building is around the human connection.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing that I'm building, right? How do men connect?
Yes. Yeah. And it's so important.
So important.
Oh, yeah.
Like the right cigar is like the right handshake.
Yeah.
And you know you can trust someone. You take their hand and you look at them in their eyes.
Yeah, the cigar lounge is one of those last places you can go meet a stranger and make a friend.
And somebody that you never met. Totally do respect in the world. And you're man, let me get your name.
We got it. As a kid, I'm from South Central. I never in a thousand years would have thought I'd be sitting right here next to this church. Made it out.
I got a senior. That's what I'm saying. Like, so what's interesting is, and I tell people this all the time. So all the time we look at people for what they are. But sometimes we have to look at them. So for me, to listen, I'm more respectful. Exactly. I understand and respect them, but it's an honor for me to talk to them.
That's a hell of a
thing. It's the truth, because you get to have a conversation with someone who's in this business, who's done this, and compliment what you've done. It's something that I didn't grow up in.
Yeah.
I learned to understand. So I stopped. I'm 49. I stopped going out 25 years old. Everywhere I move, even this is me, that's the other thing. So that's how I can trust people.
Yeah.
And now I get to spend some real time.
Right.
People say, come to the bar. I'm not going to stand out there and sweat and move on to bars.
Yeah.
And so I think, honestly, man, the fruitfulness of this is you get to have conversations.
Totally 100%
that's the power.
Well, we really appreciate you spending some time on the podcast, and for everybody out there, it is a hell of a cigar.
Grab the cigar because you're willing to find your moments.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys.
Well, this is a hell of a moment. So,
see, it's my point. One of those moments. You guys be good, all right?
You too, man. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
China Midas and El Fumo on Burnline Podcast at Debit Cigars in Ellicott City, Maryland. And we are so happy that we got to live stream this event with Ray Lewis and his new cigar, which, you know, we wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we didn't rank it. So we got to rank it. All right. So we're going to start with presentation. Let me bring up my calculator here because I'm so good with math. I've got an 8 for presentation.
I was going to say 9. We don't have a box, but
we'll post pictures for folks.
Dude, I love the black box. Just it's a legendary moment with his silhouette.
So what I like about it is that the band, there's two bands. There's a foot band, it's narrow, and then there's a regular band. The band doesn't take up too much space. You can see the whole cigar. And that's very important because, you know, when I'm in the humidor, I'm looking for something that, you know, I'm going to smoke. I like a naked cigar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to see, you know, the leaf and what does it look like and all of that. All right. So we'll give it a 9 for that. And then, of course, the cigar itself is pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah,
it's got that really classic Cuban natural look.
Yeah, it's very
to it.
Yeah. I want to give it a 9, honestly. On that presentation.
All right. So we'll do 9 on presentation and then construction. So the best part about it is just how well it fucking burned.
Oh, dude, the low maintenance.
Like, it is a low maintenance cigar.
smoked well, no issues with it. You know, I usually start with a 10 and take points off, and I can't really.
No, I like I said, dude, it was the most low maintenance cigars I've
been. Yeah, the band came right off.
I didn't have to relight. It stayed lit. I put it down, picked it back up.
So is it a 10?
It's a 10.
Yeah, it's a 10. And then price. So $42 is not an everyday smoke.
No, it is.
This is something where a lot of folks are going to take a take a breath and say, like, should I put that down or should I get three of the cigar I really like?
Yeah.
Right. Now we smoked it and we said, not only is it worth it, but I'm actually going to buy another one because it's actually a really good cigar.
It really was.
Like, it, you know, if it had somebody else's name on it, you know, Padron or Fuente, like, I would buy it again.
Yeah.
So I've got like an 8 for price.
I was going to say 7, but
yeah. 7. Okay. We'll do that. We went up for presentation, went down for price.
I could see it as an everyday smoke if it was like at least $22-$23 less.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, if you've got the means, it could be. What I really liked about it is he mentioned he wanted to build a cigar you could smoke at any time of day.
Anytime.
And I think it hits that. So it's got the complexity to keep you engaged the whole time. And it's got the flavor for that. But it's not so strong that you can't, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to smoke this, you know, only in these certain conditions or whatever.
Well, the cool thing is, real quick, remember he did mention, Fernando did mention, there's different Vitolas coming out, so maybe that might mean different price points.
Oh yeah, that's true.
My apologies, Francisco.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to flavor, and we mentioned there's the cedar note, which is the major carrier. There's that rich umami that is reminiscent. For me, it was more shiitake mushroom, but maybe portobello.
Yeah,
And then there was that cinnamon, and then it sort of turned into like a crushed red pepper flake by the end. And then there was a sweetness through the whole thing, but to me, it reminded me of buffalo mozzarella.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's sweet, but it's like, it's not sweet like sugar. Uh-huh. It's sweet like dairy sweet or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I thought the flavor, you know me, my flavor profile, I'm the, you know, Cuban-esque, you know, light floral, aromatic. And so it was right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So I've got a 9 for flavor based on my palate.
I actually agree, a 9. I love that it changed and it wasn't a single note the whole way through.
Yes,
like that was important.
Yeah.
I think from what I remember, from what I heard, I mean, he probably felt the same way. It didn't bring out the flavor that he was looking for, you know.
Yeah.
More than just one note, one, you know.
Right.
So many moments. There was 3 moments in the cigar.
And of course, Ray mentioned the moments. You know, for men to bond together and also, you know, take time for reflection and stuff like that. This is the cigar for it because, one, low maintenance.
Yeah.
You're not worried about keeping it lit, you know. Oh, there's fucking 7 miles of band to take off, you know, all that stuff. You know, the fact that you can just concentrate, you know, have that zen moment.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings us to experience. You know, with experience, we often talk about use case, you know. So not a dog walker. No. I'm not going fishing with a cigar. Not a yard worker.
Definitely a football game cigar.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's got the length.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could smoke this at the football party.
Yeah. Could go all 4 quarters.
You could definitely a lounge cigar.
Yeah.
I think also celebration gift. It just has to be, you know, appropriate.
Yeah.
Like not a wedding gift because you're not giving somebody else's name, you know, on it. But it's also what I like about it is it's high end.
Yeah.
So you can gift it and it is meaningful. You know, it's not like giving somebody an acid. Hey, you know, glad you got married, buddy. You know, here's your $7 flavored cigar. You know. Now, of course, the experience here, like we can't like, you know, like 25. Yeah. I mean, you know, we had this event.
The 11 for the presentation. So why don't we give it 11 for experience?
11 for experience.
11 for experience.
11 for experience.
Rules a little bit again.
Yeah, we're breaking the rules, but I think for anybody that smokes this, you know, even if you're not a Ravens fan, you know, or whatever, it's just a damn good cigar.
It really is.
And I said it a few times throughout the podcast. You know, if this was just sitting out there with somebody's band on it, you know, La Gloria or whatever, I would fucking buy it.
Yeah.
Because it's a good cigar and it stands on its cigar chops and legs.
Yep.
You know. And that brings the total score for Ray Lewis's new cigar to 46, which is among our highest ranked cigars. Yeah. You know, if you are a cigar smoker out there, I would encourage you, you know, get past the price point and pick this cigar up, because it's actually a really, really good cigar.
Sounds like he's going to get into the game a little bit more, like literally.
I hope so. But I loved that story about him staying in Cuba.
Yeah.
And just trying cigar and 11, what did he say, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And he's just studying leaf, tobacco leaf and stuff like that. And
we've learned two things, Nicaraguan and Cuban seed.
Yes. So far, so. Yeah. Criollo. Criollo. So that's it for us on Burnline Podcast. Thanks for joining us on this unveiling of the Ray Lewis cigar. Have a great week.